This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's all about the money in the NFL. What happens when there's winner's fatigue? Is it such a thing? Kate Constable is the host and analyst of the Better Angle, BetMGM Game Day. She's all over the place. Good morning, Kate, joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Ready to bet some Super Bowl props today.
So I'm hearing that, first of all, that there's some fatigue and casinos are panicking a little bit. There hasn't been as much gambling on this Super Bowl as there has in years past, at least in the week leading up to it. Is that true, and where are we at today?
I don't know how true that is, Dave. I think there's been quite a bit of gambling. The American Gambling Association is predicting $1.39 billion bet on today's Super Bowl. And last year it was 1.2. So we are actually up a little bit. There is cheap fatigue. People don't like to see greatness, right? It's right in front of us. We have an opportunity to witness history, and everyone's all up in arms. So maybe that has something to do with the total volume of bets being down, but the money crossing over and changing hands is certainly quite a bit once again this year.
Kate, what are some of your very favorite prop bets so far that you're seeing? I mean, it's always fun to look at the crazy side of it, right? I mean, we all understand overs and unders and this and that, but what are some of the crazy ones that really have grabbed you?
Yeah, the Gatorade color is always a really fun one that people like, especially if you're going to a Super Bowl party and just kind of want some of the action. Mm-hmm. I have bet clear or water as my guess for that, because it truly is a guess. Because we all know that, like, every team is going to have a bucket of water on their sidelines. So maybe in the whole scrum of the excitement after the game, they grab the wrong bucket and that gets poured. If you think the Eagles are going to win, the consensus is that you should go with the green, lime, lemon. That flavor or color is kind of all wrapped up in one. And if you think the Chiefs are going to win, you should go with purple, because the Chiefs have had purple the last two seasons. Athletes are creatures of habit. They'll probably keep it the same. But I'm going with a little flyer, some more value on the water, the clear color for my Gatorade bath today.
Is there an over-under on how many times Taylor Swift will be shown today on television? There has to be.
Dave, there are so many Taylor Swift. I haven't even looked into them, because talk about fatigue. I love Taylor Swift. She's amazing, yes. Right? But a little bit of Taylor Swift fatigue. So I don't have that number in front of me. I know there's a bet that Travis Kelce could propose after. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they they'll do that on their own time versus on the field after the game. So I would advise anyone to not bet on a proposal.
Hey, if that happens, my 13-year-old daughter, who is only rooting for the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift's boyfriend, will probably melt down right there at our party.
Kate, as far as some of the other meaningful type bets outside of the crazy ones, but like a Patrick Mahomes, there's all sorts of different things that people can pick, right? As far as completions and this and that, is there something that you kind of lean towards and say, you know what, this is kind of interesting. I think this one they're maybe wrong on, and it might be an opportunity.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, well, just starting with him, I like his rushing attempts over. That's at 5.5. He's been using his legs quite a bit in the postseason, has been scrambling a ton. His scramble rate in the regular season, about 5%. It's up to 19% in the postseason. So he's just taking a little bit more of those opportunities if he gets flushed outside the pocket. Plus, you have kneel downs. Those count as rushing attempts. So if we're late in the game, the Chiefs are up, they kneel it. So Patrick Mahomes over 5.5 rushing attempts. And then on the Eagles side, I really like Dallas Goedert to have a big game today. His receiving yards prop is set around 49.5. And I would take the over on that. He's been commanding a ton of the target share and snap share on the Eagles offense. And it's just been really phenomenal these past couple postseason games, even going back to previous postseasons. This is his time to shine. And I think where the Chiefs defense, if it's vulnerable at all, is across the middle. And that's where Goddard will show up big today.
Kate Constable, host of the Better Angle and BetMGM Game Day, joining us. Also, my former intern. I'm always so happy to announce that because you've done so well, and I'm just so happy to see you.
Those were great times, Dave.
We did have some great times. I think I know the answer to this, Kate, but who's the favorite for the MVP at this point?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs win, it's going to be more likely than not Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's the quarterback award, as we've seen, even with the MVP. Josh Allen winning that the other day, that was great for him. But it'll be more than likely Patrick Mahomes. If you want a long shot for MVP, maybe you go Travis Kelce, but his only path to winning that would be a couple touchdowns and Mahomes having just an average game on his terms. So Kelce kind of commanding the majority of that offense. But I think Mahomes, if the Chiefs win, Mahomes will run away with it for sure.
Is there a possibility that Jalen Hurts, I just see the opportunities that are in front of him because of Saquon Barkley and because of the fact that he's got those great receivers and stuff. Is that even worth the time to consider him as the MVP, or is it going to either be Saquon or Mahomes as far as the leaders?
No, if you're jumping in on the MVP market right now, I would take Jalen Hurts over Saquon Barkley. I mean, Jalen Hurts played the best game of his entire career 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. He had three rushing touchdowns, a passing touchdown. He had three rushing touchdowns in the NFC Championship game against the Commanders. Like, he's been phenomenal lately, and there will be so much attention on Saquon Barkley. But the Chiefs' run defense has been great to close out the season. They've held, opposing running backs under their season averages. So if Saquon just has a normal Saquon day, say 100 yards, nothing too crazy, which, I mean, that's already pretty good. And Jalen Hurts throws for two passing touchdowns, 200-some yards. I think there's a very good possibility that Hurts wins MVP. Plus, you're getting more value and a better price at Jalen Hurts right now over Saquon Barkley.
Kate, who do you think wins tonight and why? And who does Vegas think is going to win tonight and why?
Vegas thinks, based on the line, that the Chiefs are going to win tonight. I agree with them. I just think that if you look back at the last two Super Bowls, that Eagles team 2 years ago was great. And they were, I mean, they had that game in hand late until the fourth quarter. And then Patrick Mahomes shows up, right? Last year against the 49ers, that was a complete team. Both sides of the ball, they are just stacked. The 49ers had them. And then what happens? Patrick Mahomes shows up late in the game. I think the Eagles are the more complete team once again this season with so much talent. But they don't have Patrick Mahomes, and that's always the difference maker in these close games. So I'm not going to bet against the GOAT of these days right now, and I'll take the Chiefs to win and three-peat today.
Hey, real quick, Kate, Dave, I just wanted to ask one last question.
Ahead.
And the last question is this. If it were a defensive player, who would it be? Which team? Who would be the defensive player that you think could be the MVP?
I would say Jalen Carter for the Eagles and Chris Jones for the Chiefs. I think those are two players that they have great odds, great value, and could certainly do a whole lot of damage on the defensive side.
Kate, you've given us a couple good lines here to help us win some money today as well. If people want to catch you, where can they do so?
Yeah, the BetMGM Network, Saturdays on the Better Angle, which is on that network. From 3 to 6 Central, and then we just wrapped up our Sunday show, BetMGM Game Day, our final show today. So, but across the BetMGM network, weekdays, I'm on various shows and stuff, so you can find me there, and then on Twitter, @KateConstable.
Thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure. Congratulations on all your success. And I look forward, hope we can do it again next year.
Thanks, Kate.
Let's do it. An annual deal.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate you so much. Kate Constable joining us there. You're going to win some money today if you took all of that. So hopefully you did, and you can put down a couple bets if you are the betting type.